Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, October 26th of 2021. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's good. It's great to be with you tonight. Glad you've made the determination to tune in wherever you've tuned in, wherever you're from, whatever you're doing. And we're just grateful for you tuning in. I pray that the Lord would bless you, and that he would meet your needs, whatever you have need of. And it's just great to be with you. And so grateful for those of you who have been with me on this program over the years. And I still to this day enjoy, I truly to this day enjoy doing this program every time I do it. And it's just an awesome thing. And I enjoy bringing you the word. I enjoy, you know, telling you stuff, what's going on, and just carrying on. And I plan to continue with this as long as the Lord has me do it. And so, last night, if you missed the show, I taught on not being lukewarm in these last days, because I don't know if you know this or not, but we're in the last days. We're in the last of the last days. And for those of you who are wondering, well, when will the rapture happen and stuff like that, well, as for the rapture, Jesus said, you don't know the day or the hour that I will come. It also says that he would come at a time that man is not aware of, where people do not expect him to come. He's not going to come at a time that everyone expects him to. Because if we're all like, oh, he's going to come now, he's going to come now, he's going to, then he's not going to come then. So that's something to consider. Tonight, when we get into the word, I'm going to teach on what will those last days be like. Does it compare to the days of Noah? Does it compare to the days of Lot? Does it compare to and I'm not going to answer that right this very moment. We're going to read that from the scriptures and hear what Jesus had to say about it in the red letters. Because I don't want you getting into all the false teachings. Because there are false teachers, there are false prophets, there are false things, and Jesus said not to have anything to do with those. And so we will be reading from the scriptures, find out what Jesus had to say about, will those days, those last days, will they be like the days of Noah, or the days of Lot, or the days of, you know. So that's what we're going to be looking at tonight when we open our Bible. And get into the work for tonight. And I do want to ask you, like I did last night, to please pray over our country. Right now, our country is being attacked from within. And I'm not going to get into a bunch of details and all the details and all that about what's all going on. You can believe what you want. I'm not going to sit here and tell you all what you should believe, because in my mind, that should be up to you listeners to decide for yourselves what you do in fact believe. So that's why I'm not going to stand in the way. But I know I put my hope and trust. I put my hope and my trust in the Lord. Amen. That's where I put my hope and my trust, in the Lord my God. The Bible says some trust in horses, others trust in chariots, but I put my trust in the Lord my God. That's what I put my hope and my trust in. And so my hope is that you do the same thing. And you got to put your hope and trust and your faith in him. Because you got to have faith. And faith is trust in the Lord. People who are believing for God to do miracles in their bodies, like me, they should know this. They don't know what they should. And so of course, it's up to what you want to believe. But I'm going to keep bringing you the word. I'm going to keep bringing you the word. And the last days isn't something to be afraid of. And if you've been living right, you've been living like how God wants you to live, if you're in the will of God, then you need not be afraid, because, in fact, put your hope and trust in him, knowing that you'll be on your way to heaven. Because, after all, the end goal is we want to make heaven and have eternal salvation. I want eternal salvation, not eternal damnation. I want eternal salvation. Amen. Of course, Jesus is the rock of my salvation. Yes, he is. The soon coming King. He is in, it's in him I trust, not all this other stuff that doesn't profit the man. None. Because I know where my hope, where my help comes from. It comes from the Lord. Amen. So, I want to let you know that, of course, on Tuesday, next Tuesday, November 2nd, is Election Day. And find out what's on the ballot in your area, if there's an election in your area. Now, here in Midland County, the county where I live, there is nothing in particular here in my city that's on the ballot. But obviously in different places, probably different states, there'll be different things on the ballot. I know of a couple of different states where the governorship is on the ballot. And if you live in one of those states, vote. And don't vote for necessarily based on party. Vote for Christian. Vote for country. You know, vote Bible. Vote Bible. And, yeah, I've seen some polls for one of those states. Yeah, Virginia, I've seen some of those polls. And I won't say anything about those polls. I did not create this show to make it a political show either. But I do want you to go vote, make your voice heard. And it's our responsibility as Christians to vote. Let just, and not just let everything be decided by a certain few. And we have to take authority over all this overreach that's been going on in this country for the last 19 months, 20 months. We have to take authority over it. We have to curse it. These different happen to have a certain vaccine in order to get milk, in order to participate. Like, to be able to go to the these different things. I mean, first it was having to stay home. I mean, to be a prisoner of war in your own home. Then it was the mask. And now it's over a vaccine. And by the way, if you got the vaccine, then I'm not going to condemn you whether you got the vaccine or not. My hope is that if you got it, you prayed over it. And whether you get the vaccine or not, I'm not going to tell you whether you should or should not get the vaccine. It's up to you to decide. That's all I'll say about that. That's it. The last thing I'll say about it is it should not be forced. It should be the personal choice. Personal choice. For what's best for you from a medical standpoint, how do you feel about it? You know, with Jesus as you pray about it and what have you. And we have to pray, you know, over these ships, these ports, and have to get that supply chain open. And we have to get these, it's long past time to open everything fully back up. Amen. But, well, where was I? Voting. So go vote on election day. And I don't want to hear this thing about the ballots they messed with. If you don't go vote, someone else will. And so as Christians, we need to pray and we need to vote and make our voices heard. And if you're a parent of kids in the public school system, consider going to whenever the next board meeting is and making your voice heard there. And even if they don't necessarily let you speak, then being there could help. All right. This soapbox portion of the show is now over. And yes, I do approve this message. I'm the Miracle Man, and I do approve this message. In other news, programming note, not necessarily program note, but here are the plans for tonight. The plan that I have for tonight is that we will sing a couple songs. We'll go to the Word of the Lord. I mean, we'll sing, then we'll pray our prayer. We'll go to the Word and just read it and discuss it. And then we have some discussion, some football discussion. Here's what will be discussed. What will be discussed tonight is the high school football pairings, a couple of certain ones. I'm not going to go through all of the different regions, divisions, and districts for everybody. No, 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 no. But a couple of certain ones of interest. I will not pick these games. That's tomorrow. I'll let you know kind of who's in that district. As well as who was in that region. And that we'll be discussing the playoff point, the new play system for playoffs that's based totally on points compared to the old system. And how is it good? How is it not good? Also, I will discuss the upcoming Michigan versus Michigan State game. I will not pick a score tonight, but I might give a couple keys tonight based on what I've noticed and how this could help Michigan going forward. And we will do, being we are halfway through the full football season, if you include high school, college, and pro combined. High school regular season finished up, but I figured in late October would be a time to do a little assessment and see where we are compared to what I thought we would be. How was I right? How was I wrong? And so it won't be a time of like picking games and going over how I did and stuff. It'll be time of discussion. So we'll have that near the end. So worship, word, and then, of course, sports. I will also let you know that this program has been brought to you by your local McDonald's, where you can download the app, McDonald's app, and register for exclusive rewards as you earn points towards certain deals, like different free items based on the amount of points you earn. More you spend, the more points you earn. It's a good way to earn points towards some free McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. See store for details. Tax extra. Real quick, before we get into the meat of the night, I want to remind you of the two things that I normally mention. The first thing I want to mention is the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of the first 30 years of my life, and it's about how faithful God has been. He really has been faithful. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out more information about the book. Again, that website is riversofmiracles.com. And I pray that that book will be a blessing to you. The other thing I want to mention is our PayPal. I have a PayPal that you can go to paypal.com. And in the search bar, you will want to type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind that the R in Rivers and the S in Shukla are capitalized. And if the show has been a blessing, I want you to consider sowing a seed and I'll believe God with you. I believe God with you, and I pray when you sow your seed. And I want to see you blessed. And I want to see you receive whatever it is you're believing for God for. Because when you want to sow, like, above and beyond your tithe, sometimes it's good to have something in mind that you're sowing for. yeah, maybe at your church you're sewing into a building program and what have you. But sometimes it's good to think and even write down, what am I sowing the seed for? Not I'm sowing it into a building program, but what am I sowing it for? What do I want for me? For my family, for my business, for my, you know? And then make it known. And the verse I want you to sew on tonight is, my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory. No. So, God bless you as you sow your seed into this program. Amen. Now we're going to sing a couple of songs, and then we're going to get into what the Lord has for us for this evening. And so, I want to scream it out. From every mountain top, your goodness knows no bounds. Your goodness never stops. Your mercy follows me. Your goodness, your kindness fills my life. Your love amazes me. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me, and I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good, good to me. Nothing and no one comes anywhere close to you. The earth and oceans deep only reflect this truth. And in my darkest night, you shine as bright as day. Your love amazes me. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me, and I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good, good to me. With a cry of praise, my heart will proclaim, you are good, you are good. And in the sun or rain, my life celebrates, you are good, you are good. a cry of praise. My life will proclaim, you are good. You are good. In the sun or rain, my life celebrates. You are good. You are good. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me, and I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good, good to me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Our God and our Creator, we pray to crucify God Almighty, our Judge and our Defender, risen and crucified, forever seated high. I believe our God the Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection. I believe that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Our Judge and our Defender, forgiveness is in you, the author of salvation, forever seated high. I believe in God the Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in God the Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in you. I believe you rose again. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let's sing that again. I believe in you. I believe you rose again. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe in the Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Saints' Communion and in your Holy Church. I believe in the resurrection, when Jesus comes again, for I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in God the Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in God the Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. For I believe in the name of Jesus. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I lift my hand to
the heaven, lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is healed. Yes, sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is healed. Yes. Sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is healed. Yes. Reach my hand to the heaven. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my all help, my healer. I trust in you. I look, reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Healing is here. Healing is here. Healing is here. Oh, I believe it. Do you believe it? Healing is here. Healing is here. Healing is here. Oh, and I believe it. He freed us. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. I believe it. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. I believe it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon us. It's great to serve you, Jesus. It's great to be in your presence. It's great to, it's so great to be in your presence. And I just love you, Jesus. And I thank you that Your hand is on our life. And it's great to be a Christian. Thank you, Lord God, that we would just always have a heart toward you, that we would want to serve you. And that we would always want to serve you. And thank you that these storms of life that are coming, I speak peace to these storms that are always trying to just gnaw at us and just steal our joy, trying to just take away our peace. No, we trust in you, Father. We trust in you, Father, knowing that we would, knowing that we will just live for you with what we have. And not just for ourselves. And now, Father, I thank you for all these listeners who have tuned into this program. I pray that they would want to live for you. Pray that if they don't know you, that they will give their life to you right now, wherever they are. And I pray that they would have a heart toward you and that they would receive this word tonight. Thank you for this time in the word tonight that you use me to deliver this word. And that these listeners will take this word to heart as we study your word. And I give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for all that tonight in advance. In Jesus' matchless name. And now I make my confession over this program. I pray that sponsors and partners would come into this program. I say that finances would come into this program. I claim, Lord God, that increases in listenership would come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming in to your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the word says I have. I can do what the word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a religious book to me. It's more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me today. In Jesus' name, amen. Luke chapter 17. Amen. Luke 17. And we will see what the Lord has for us tonight in this chapter. Let me check the time. Let's go down to verse 11. Amen. Hallelujah. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and they called out in a loud voice, "Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." As they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was cleansed, he came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, for he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Weren't all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? One found return and give praise to God except this foreigner. No one except this foreigner." He said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Pay attention, folks. Once, having been asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, "The kingdom of God does not come with your careful observation, nor will people say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is within you." Did you catch that? The kingdom of God was within you. Verse 22. Then he said to his disciples, "The time is coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. Men will tell you, 'There he is,' or 'Here he is.' Do not go running off after them. For the Son of Man in his day will be like the lightning, which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other. But first, he must suffer many things and must be rejected by this generation. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so it will also be in the days of the Son of Man." In other words, just as it was in the days of Noah is how it will be in the last days, we could say. People were eating. They were drinking. They were getting married and being given in marriage up to the day that Noah entered into the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed a few people. Isn't that what it says? It only destroyed a few people? No, it says they're marrying, giving in marriage, eating, drinking. To the day the flood came and Noah entered the ark. The day Noah entered the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. Verse 28. It was the exact same in the days of Lot. People were eating. People were drinking. They were buying and selling. They were planting and they were building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and brimstone, fire and sulfur, rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. This is how it will be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man, the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, no one who is on the roof of his house with his goods inside should go down to get them. Likewise, no one in the field should go back for anything. Remember Lot's wife? Sister Salt. Whoever tries to keep his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life will preserve it. I tell you, on that night, two people will be in a bed. One will be taken and the other left. Pause. One from two is what percent? One from two is 50%. Two women will be grinding grain together in a handmill. One will be taken and the other left. One from two is 50%. I added that one from two is 50% in there. Verse 37. Where, Lord? They asked. He replied, where there's a dead body, there the vultures will gather. You see, so in the days of Noah, people were mocking Noah. This Noah guy, he's just preaching, and he's like, oh, we're like this, and like this, and like this. We're not like that. We're nice. So they thought, oh, we're not going to have a flood. The sun's out. Don't you see? Why do we have to give up with God? Why do we? What does it matter? But then those people continued to mock him all the way until the rain came. And they were clawing at the door. They were clawing at the door, trying to get into the ark. Oh, let us in. Let us in. Come on. Let us. Noah, don't you care? Won't you let us in, please? Those people didn't help build the ark. They didn't get to ride the ark. There were eight people in Noah's family, specifically Noah, his wife, his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their sons' wives. And I don't know why he was named Ham. I don't know why he was named Ham, but so in that day, all those people were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, they were given in marriage. They were given the preacher Noah problems. They were giving him problems. They didn't care what he had to say. They didn't pay attention to what he had to say. They were basically like, we don't give a rip what you have to say. We're not going to. They just laughed at him. All right, how about the days of Lot, Sodom, and Gomorrah? People were doing the same stuff. They were marrying. They were being given in marriage. They were eating and drinking. They were buying and they were selling. Meaning like, you know, they were going shopping. They were planting, you know, flowers. They were building houses and barns and that kind of stuff, going about doing activities of daily living. Until the fire that came from God came and destroyed them all. There were no righteous people found except for people from Lot's family. There were not, let me rephrase that, there were not 10 righteous people. Because Abraham kept asking, will we destroy it for the sake of 50? No. What about 40? No. What about 30? 35? 30? No. What about for the sake of 20? No. What about 10? No, I will not destroy it if there are 10 righteous people. I know for a fact that there are more than 10 righteous people in my city, let alone here in the state, let alone in the United States of America. People weren't just buying, selling, eating, drinking, planning, building. They were doing things that were very evil. And they were not listening to what Lot had to say. And only just under half of the people in Lot's family made it out of Sodom and Gomorrah before the fire came and destroyed them. Whereas Noah got everyone into the ark. Noah got his whole family. Lot did not get his whole family. Some of his Lot's family mocked him. And they were thinking, oh, Lot's not serious. They're like, really, Lot? Are you that serious? Yeah, he was that serious. He really was serious. But for whatever reason, people just thought there won't be fire. They were just, you know, having, people were like having breakfast with their wives. They were like having breakfast with their wives and what have you. But then suddenly, as they were just doing their normal stuff, the fire came. And those people died. You see, when Jesus comes, it'll be just like the day of Noah. People will be buying, they will be selling, planting, building, marrying, giving in marriage. People will be doing the stuff they do. There'll be people at football games, maybe, depending on if it's football season. And if I, by the way, if I'm at a football game when the trumpet blows, yes, I'll be ready. And it won't, I know it will not be a trumpet from the band section. I already know that. I already know that. Like if I'm at a Midland game or if I'm at someone else's game or wherever, or an NFL game or whatever it could be. But and I know I'm being funny about it, but to be honest with you folks, we have to be ready for the coming of the Lord. And we can't be living in all kinds of unforgiveness, having all kinds of selfish and all kinds of, oh, give me my own way. Let me just do it the way I think it needs to be done. Me, my four, no more. You see, that needs to quit. And got to pay attention and be ready for Jesus. I'm not saying, you know, don't have a life. By all means, you know, have your life, have your children, have your career, have your, you know. And, but be ready. Because when he comes, he'll be like a thief in the night. It'll be when you don't expect it. At an hour that he is not aware of. That's the way Jesus said it. It'll be the Son of Man will come at an hour that man is not aware of. And that is it'll be at an hour that he is not aware of, that people don't expect it. And yes, there are people who mock preachers today, of course. But in our day, you know, we have churches where people are very receptive of the word, and they believe the word, and they practice the word, and they do what it says, like my church. But I'm sure there's some people who maybe hear the word, but maybe they don't necessarily live the way they should. Because even though they might not say it with their own mouth, they might be living otherwise. Which you should not be hearing the word of God and then going and living contrary to it and living as if he won't come. He's just kidding. My pastor's just trying to scare me. Pastor's not trying to scare you. Nope. Nope. He didn't scare you. He's not trying to scare you. If you go to a spirit-filled, fire-baptized church, he's trying to help you. He's trying to help you. He wants... Your pastor wants you to make it. And I want you to make it. I don't want you to miss the rapture. And if you miss the rapture, if you miss the rapture and they start asking, and they start lining up Christians, you don't want to be the person who they say, are you a Christian? And then you tell them no. If you deny being a Christian, and God, you know, if you deny Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you know what? You will go to hell forever. Eternal damnation. Guaranteed. You don't want that. I would much rather take the bullet for my Savior than deny him. Because then if you just take the bullet and they shoot you right there, then you'll be going to heaven. And I want you to go to heaven. But of course there'll be different signs of becoming the Son of Man. You know, there'll be famines and earthquakes and pestilences in various places. See, Miracle Man, does that mean there'll be shortages? Well, in various places, yeah. Yes. Because what is a famine? That a famine is a shortage of food. In many cases, it's not just shortage, it's like non-existent. But So, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you, Lord God, that these people will do everything they can to make sure they're ready for the rapture, so that they're not left behind when you come to get us. I pray that these people would live for you until the day you come. That whenever that day is, we will be ready for you. And we'll be ready to be caught up together in the clouds with you. With that shout, the voice of the archangel. And I thank you for what a great day that will be. And I thank you, Lord God, right now that we would put this word into action. And that we would be hearers of this word and not doers only. And I give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's talk a bit about these pairings, starting with Division 2. The only ones I'm going to cover are certain region of Division 2, certain region of Division 1. Let's start with Division 2. In Division 2, Region 1, District 1, you have Saginaw Heritage, who is 4-5, making the trek up to Traverse City Central to take on the 4th-ranked Trojans Friday at 7 o'clock. On the other side of that district, by the way, Heritage is 4-5. Traverse City Central is 8-1. On the other side of the district, you have second seed, Bay City Western, Dow High, who is 7-2. Third seed Western is going to second seed Dow High, who is 6-3. And some of you who have followed the MHSAA for a lot of years, and haven't necessarily gotten used to the news, to what they're doing now, you might think, well, shouldn't 6-3 be on the road to play a 7-2 or 8-1 and now whatever? Well, usually that's how it had used to be normally, yeah. Because then it was based on, the playoff points. But there is a greater emphasis now on strength of schedule, part of which includes, did you play Division 1 schools or schools that are larger than you and beat them? And even if you did not beat those schools, you can get some playoff points for it. That is why you have some 4-5s in the playoffs this year. We have a 3-6. In one of the lower divisions, we have a 3-6 in the playoffs this year. Dow versus Western is at Midland Stadium Friday at 7. And then Heritage at Traverse City Central is also Friday at 7. On the other side, you have Caledonia is the one seed. You have, trying to think who that four seed is. Number two is Grand Rapids Forest Hills Central. Number three is Muskegon Mona Shores. Number four is something near Grand Rapids. I forget as to what. But that's the other side of Region 1. Region 2, they have Swartz Creek and some of the schools in it. But they did a weird thing. They threw Jackson in Region 2, and they threw Portage Central in Division 2, in Region 2, and they also threw a Lansing school in Region 2. So three of eight teams in Region 2 are what I like to call West Side teams, teams that should be in Region 1. Because to be honest with you, I think of Lansing as West Side of the state, just like I think of Grand Rapids, just like I think of Muskegon, just like I think of, you could say Lansing could basically be middle, along with Jackson, but I think those should all be in Region 1, to be honest with you. This area here in the Tri-Cities should be Region 2, always, 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 always. West Bay City, Saginaw, Flint, the other side of district Region 2, other district, some Detroit teams in it, and then Regions 3 and 4, generally Detroit teams. That's how it should be. All right, let's go to Division 1. And what I'm going to talk about in this one is Region 2, District 1. Region 2, District 1 goes like this. One seed, 9-0. You have Rochester Adams. Fourth seed, you have Lapeer. So Lapeer is at Rochester Adams, Friday at 7. Other side of that district, 5-4 Oxford, which is number 3 in the district, goes to number 2 Clarkston. Again, at 7 p.m. on Friday. Now, what they did, what was weird, again, in Region 1 of that, Division 1, is they threw one region of it, they threw, those certain Grand Rapids teams together. But then in the other half of Region 1, what they did is they put a Lansing school in it. Heartland, Howell, and believe it or not, Grand Blanc. They didn't throw Grand Blanc in the district with Clarkston. Rochester Adams, I think, should have been in the other part of Region 2 or Region 3. Not R2-D1. Region 2, District 1, should have been Clarkston, Lapeer, Oxford, Grand Blanc. That's how it should have been. Just feel like, at least in my mind, that's how it should look. My idea on how to put those regions together. Brief discussion on this. What they did with the playoff system is now it's based more on playoff points as opposed to strictly wins and losses. That is why Western is going to Dow instead of Dow going to Western. By the way, listeners, my plan is to be at the Dow-Western game. I have some fond memories of some Midland-Western games from back in the 2000s, specifically in 2007 and 2008. Hopefully, this playoff game can live up to that. That's my hope. We will have to wait and see how it turns out. I'm excited to see how this whole thing is going to pan out. We'll just have to wait and see how it will pan out. Now, let's go to college football. Michigan, Michigan State, Saturday. East Lansing, 12 noon. Both teams undefeated. 3 of these teams, it is a measuring stick. For Michigan, it could be a deciding factor determine whether or not I honestly think they are ready to beat that team to the south. This could be a measuring stick, along with the Penn State game. Let's say they beat MSU by 4. We'll say like they beat them by like 3 or 4 points. We'll say it's like 31-27. For example, and we'll say Michigan wins. And then let's say they beat Penn State by like 5 points. At that point, they probably wouldn't be ready to beat that team to the south, because that team to the south is firing at all cylinders right now. They have not lost since that game to Oregon. They're not looking back. They keep getting better. If they crush Penn State, but we only beat Penn State by 4 points, that could be another sign. So we'll just have to see. And for Michigan State, it's also a good measuring stick to see where they are. We'll just have to wait and see. I'm excited about the game. I will be picking that game tomorrow evening, because tomorrow evening is Wednesday night. It's the night to predict. And that is when I will do my assessment on how the season has went so far. All right, folks, until tomorrow night, God first. God always. So long, everybody.